Can you describe briefly what this hazardous weather test bed is, and then how has that been helping NSSL's overall research efforts?
The hazardous weather test bed is a collaboration between all the NOAA units in Norman. It's designed to test out new forecasting and warning techniques in a real-time environment, so we actually have forecasters participating in this, but it's not actually in their operations yet. And so it's a way to introduce these new ideas to forecasters and get their impressions on how useful it is, how valuable it is, and how excited they are about this technology and what it might do to make their job hopefully easier, but also produce better forecasts and warnings. And so what we do is every year we get together with various forecasters and we look at some of the new ideas that are out there and decide on a few to bring in and then test. And then each spring, in a 6 to 8 week period, each week we bring in people from across the United States. They can be from different forecast offices. They could also be from various universities or from other national centers. And we bring them in and we sit them down and we go through and start using these new tools and have input into how they're doing and try to then use them actually as they were intended. So if they're a forecast tool, we'll go ahead and make a forecast in the morning based upon what the tool is telling us. And then we'll evaluate it the next day to see how well it did in actually helping to produce a good forecast. And through this 8 week period, then you get a whole range of opinions, new ideas that come in. And it's actually been so well received that we're actually getting international visitors as well. We've had forecasters from Canada and from the United Kingdom in the last couple of years that have participated regularly.